It's really a pleasure to welcome Caroline Hirst to the program. She's the founder and owner of the famed New York Comedy Club, Caroline's on Broadway. Who hasn't been there? Caroline, I say good morning to you, and I also say oi. I mean, what's going to happen with you guys?
Oi is right. What's going to happen? Well, you know, since the middle of March, we've been closed down, and we really don't see any time in the near future that we're going to be able to open. We just can't socially distance in a club like Caroline's. And to open with 25% of capacity, as they're letting the restaurants do right now, and we'll see if that works out, it's really not, I really can't open up and then, like, turn around and close down again. So we're going to wait this out and see what happens to the restaurants, and hopefully, you know, the city and the state will let us reopen. But I don't see that until the beginning of next year.
You've been doing this for a long time, since the early 80s. How long can you really survive without people being able to come into the club?
Well, you know, we're holding on. I have a landlord that's kind of sympathetic to the cause. I mean, what else can they do? I mean, you know, we were mandated to shut down. We just cannot open. And we're holding on as much as we can. But, you know, there's monthly bills that happen even though we're not open. You know, there's gas, electricity, there's things that happen with the club that we have to pay for. Hopefully, you know, with Save Our Stages, hopefully we'll get some relief from the federal government. And that's what, you know, all of the small independent owners of clubs and venues are trying to pass this bill through.
Yeah, we saw Chuck Schumer along with Jerry Seinfeld last Sunday pitching the bill. And are you guys thinking it's got a chance?
I think it has a chance. We're waiting to see. I mean, so certainly New York State and New York City has done nothing for us. That's, you know, no, there's been no help there. So we're hoping that the federal government can come through and help the small clubs survive. And if they don't, there'll be so many people going out of business in New York, around the country, San Francisco, Texas, you know, all of these small businesses will be out of business, not only comedy clubs, music venues. So it's, you know, we were forced closed, and we don't see any future date to open, which is really kind of scary.
It's amazing that the mayor hasn't come to your rescue. I mean, where you're in the heart of Times Square, there's tons of Broadway theaters, the restaurant industry. It's the heart of New York. And if you let that die, what happens?
It's that part of the fabric that, you know, that we're there on Broadway. We're part of the whole Broadway scene, which also, I mean, they don't know when they're open, you know, possibly second quarter of next year. And I think it's probably also us second quarter of next year to open with all the small venues. I mean, people are trying to hold on. They're doing free shows in the parks. Comedians are going online trying to get the word out. The comedians are dying to work. I mean, there are some drive-in concerts that are happening in parking lots around like New Jersey, and some maybe in Queens, that comics are, you know, trying to work a bit. I mean, you also have, you know, the entertainers that are out of business also. They're not making a living.
Hey, we're on with Caroline Hirst, founder and owner of the famed comedy club Caroline's. Before we run, what's going to happen with the New York Comedy Festival in November? That's a big event that goes on all over the city.
That's been postponed, and we're working on it for next year, November 2021. And hopefully we'll all be back in business at that time, and all of the big concert venues will be able to be open. And maybe things will be back to, not normal, but getting back to normal, you know, the end of next year. And we're hopeful about that.
Well, Caroline Hirst, we're rooting for you. I hope it works out. We'd hate to see your place shut down. It's such a fun venue, and people need comedy. So good luck.
We'll be around. We'll be trying hard. Okay.